Okay, let's have a show of hands. How many of you ever made a big mistake? Everyone laughs. Okay, how many of you ever made a bad choice? Okay, how many of you ever have any regrets about anything you've ever done? Did? Okay, well, as you can see, we're not all so perfect as we thought we were, are we? No, we have a history of not getting it right. And that is why we so desperately need a Savior. We need a Redeemer. The people of Israel, to whom Peter was addressing his sermon in our first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles, they had made a huge mistake. Peter says to them that the God of Israel, the living God of Israel, the God of their fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom he also calls the Holy and Righteous One and the Author of Life. But he says to them, they delivered up and denied Jesus in the presence of the pagan governor and killed him. And to add insult to injury, when they denied the Author of Life, they asked for a murderer, Barabbas, instead. Now, folks, we're talking here about a colossal mistake, a fatal choice, a heinous blasphemy. And now Peter says, God has raised this one whom you denied, he says, from the dead. Oops. And he's madder than hell. Well, I mean, we have a right to expect that, don't we? Because isn't that what happens to the bad guys in Arnold Schwarzenegger movies? But God once said through the prophet Isaiah, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways over your ways. And that is the surprise of joy. That is the truly good news of divine mercy. Peter, who had every right himself to want to seek revenge, because after all, suddenly he was on the winning side of his beloved Lord, whom they had crucified. But instead, Peter is the preacher, the mouthpiece of God's way of divine mercy. What does he say to them? He says, you acted out of ignorance. You were unaware of the gravity of your actions. And in so doing, Peter, as a good disciple of his Lord, is echoing the words of his master Jesus just a few days prior from the cross when he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's pretty darn generous, don't you think? But God is not outdone in generosity. There's more. Peter goes on to say that the way that they can right this outrageous, stupid, and malicious choice is by repenting and turning again, and their horrendous sins against the majesty of God will just be blotted out. That's pretty amazing. Well, the people of Israel that Peter addressed himself to that day are no worse than us. And so Peter speaks to us today for our salvation. Yes, we all confessed it. We make bad choices. We make big mistakes. We have done so, and we continue to do so. We make these mistakes over and over again. We choose against the Lord of life. Do you know, I love the Peter's choice of words. He says, you asked for a murderer and killed the Lord of life. You asked for a murderer and killed the Lord of life. So many times we choose actions and activities and behavior that murder our souls over seeking the risen Christ who gives us life through his living word in the scriptures, through prayer, and when we perform works of mercy, service, and love. Our reading from the Acts of the Apostles today ends with chapter 3, verse 19. But if you go to the text and read on, there's a beautiful phrase in verse 20. Because Peter says that once we turn again to the Lord, not only are our sins blotted out, but he says times of refreshment come with the Lord's presence. That's beautiful. And so when we make the right choice to strive to live in the presence of the risen Christ, which, by the way, is what the Bible means when it talks about fear of God, striving to live in the presence of God, far from making a choice that brings death to our souls, we are refreshed and renewed and reborn by the Holy Spirit. Times of refreshment come from the presence of the Lord. Now, in our second reading, John gives us more good news about the divine mercy. He tells us Christians, don't sin. Stop making the choices that make you part of the walking dead, he says. But he says, if you do sin, get up, dust yourself off, and just move on, seizing the hope of Easter. Because sin for the Christian is so yesterday. John says, we have an advocate, that is, an attorney, a defense lawyer with the Father. And that's the surprising good news again about divine mercy, because our defense lawyer is none other than the one whom we chose against with such blasphemy. And he is also the expiation for our sins. Love him, John says, and keep the commandments of life of the author of life, and stop choosing a murderer any ever again. May the divine mercy be glorified forever.